A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, beginning at verse 42. Those who heard Peter's message devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him, in pairs, to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the labourers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out labourers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest upon that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the labourer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, kingdom of God has come near.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable to you as we continue to look to Jesus as our Saviour. Amen. In a recent reflection, Brian spoke of getting out of our boat. And in another, Hazel spoke very movingly of relationships. So with me about to talk about bubbles, it may seem very strange indeed. But bear with me, as there are links with their talks and our readings today. They spoke of going out into the community and serving where there is need and of building relationships between ourselves and with others. Bubbles seems to be one of the words that has come to the fore during this time of lockdown. Who can you see for any length of time? Who is in your bubble? Now, schools have their bubbles where groups of pupils are kept together all day to the exclusion of other children. This is where they learn in small groups together. Social bubbles for families or friends are where people can be together and where they can enjoy and develop their relationships. Our two churches seem to me to be a bubble. We are a joint benefice after all. We heard in the reading from Acts that those who heard and believed Peter's message then devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, the breaking of bread and the prayers. These are the four strands that Luke is telling us that are fundamental to be followers of Jesus, and why the growth of the new believers was so rapid. The new Christians were constantly listening and learning from the apostles. They had a strong fellowship which could be seen by others through the love shown in their common life and for the example they set in their prayer and their worship. Because of this, God was adding to their number on a daily, ongoing basis. For us, in this time of lockdown, we've had more time to read, to study the scriptures, the teachings of Jesus, plus the letters of Paul and Peter, and learning about how the disciples lived their lives and guided and encouraged the new Christians now that Jesus was not with them in person. We can also spend more time in prayer, talking to God about all that's on our heart and in our mind, and also spending some time just listening to what he might be saying to us. We might not be able to join each other in church or in each other's houses for the breaking of bread, but in new ways, with many thanks to Hazel for her ingenuity and her hard work, we're able to share in services remotely, by audio recordings, by photocopies, and by videos on YouTube. Our two church bubble has been receiving the same services, together with the Zoom meetings for all of us, and for our joint online coffee and chat, as well as our joint home groups, which means we've been growing closer together. As a joint fellowship in our bubble, we've probably spent more quality time with each other since we've not been able to get to church. People looking out for each other, contacting to see if there's anything they can do, buying food, collecting medicines, etc., and just having more and deeper conversations, really getting to know people. People we rarely talk to, even after coffee, after a service. We're demonstrating that we are a loving, caring community. Now, can we do more? Can we show this to our friends and our neighbours? Can we be more generous with our time to meet the needs of others? Where the passage talks of holding all things in common, for us today, that might mean that all we have, we offer to be used for the good of others if called upon. Having the courage to let go of things and use the money to help others. Now I know how difficult this is for me, and a challenge that I rarely have to face because I give out of relative plenty. In Mark chapter 12 it says this: Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." So what a challenge it is to be like the widow who gave her last two copper coins to the service of God, leaving her with nothing and relying on God for everything. So as we move forward together in our bubble, we might not sell all our goods, but we can certainly use our financial possessions to help those in need. And we can have generous hearts, looking out for where we can help the lonely, the isolated, the displaced, the lost, the oppressed, the sick, and all those in need. It will be in our church bubble that we learn together the will of God, and where we develop our relationships together, and where we build our courage, and we develop our ways of taking God's word out into West Wickham and to wherever each one of us goes. As we go out into West Wickham, we know that our membership is few and we are of a certain age, but we must remember that the 70 sent out by Jesus were few, and yet they had a huge impact on the people that they met, and they changed the world. Surely our few can change our town and let everyone know that the kingdom of God has come near to them. I'm sure that if we want to do more in the community, then God will provide the people to help us in his work, more labourers for his harvest. As Tom Wright, the past Bishop of Durham, has written, "Where the church today finds itself stagnant, unattractive, humdrum and shrinking, it's time for us all to read and reread that passage from Acts, and then get down on our knees and ask, what isn't happening that should be happening? The gospel hasn't changed. God's power hasn't diminished. people still need rescuing. What are we doing about it? So surely, having endured this time of upheaval in our lives, it's time to look forward to a new future. We mustn't let our bubble burst, but take up every opportunity that God puts in our path. Amen.